You're listening to The Point. I'm Catherine Iden, sitting in for Mindy Todd. These three words, we the people, are the beginning of one of our country's most famous and influential founding documents, and that is, of course, the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. These three words, we the people, are now also the title to a new juried art exhibit opening at the Cape Cod Museum of Art today. Joining us to discuss the theme of the show and some of the work submitted is Benton Jones, acting executive director at the Cape Cod Museum of Art. Well, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on The Point.
What inspired you to come up with this theme of the show for the Cape Cod Museum of Art?
We've had over the last 4 years, four different national juried exhibitions. We had Breaking the Mold in 2016, Freedom of Expression in 2017, Healing Nature, and this year, We the People. So it's a relatively new thing for the Cape Cod Museum of Art to have these national juried exhibitions, but we find that it's a great way for us to offer our community a good glimpse into the climate of the rest of the country.
Right, I know, because the mission of the Cape Cod Museum of Art is to preserve and exhibit as it has several thousand pieces of art by local artists. So this is kind of a little bit of a departure, but it's kind of bringing the world home to Cape Cod.
Right. There are subjects that are important to all of us. So our collection focuses more regionally, but our exhibitions can go beyond our borders. And this year we had 362 submissions from 26 states from across the U.S., including one from Beijing, China.
Were you surprised by the response from artists? I mean, as you said, they've across the country and as far away as China.
Well, it's not terribly surprising given the political climate we have currently. And I think people really perked up their ears when they heard the theme. And I think there is something somewhat cyclical that's happening, with We the People being the preamble of the Constitution, and now we're facing other challenges that might require the world to combine their powers globally.
Hmm.
So I think there's something that resonates with people in this phrase from the 1787. And I think certainly in a number of different places it's applicable. And, the work that came in really focused broadly on many different subjects.
The preamble, of course, as we've been saying, it sets the kind of guiding principles of the Constitution. It was through the eyes of our founding fathers, but of course we use that today. That guides how our country works today. But these pieces are through the eyes of the artists themselves. So did you leave it rather broad so there could be a wide range of interpretation when you put this call out for submissions?
Well, Lauren Delmonica provided a little bit of guidance. She mentions, this short phrase, We the People, proclaims collective notions of nationality and identity guided by common goals. In the present day, a tumultuous time of political polarization, wealth disparity and poverty, mass school shootings and debates over gun control, immigration policy and proposed reforms, public debates over racism, sexism, the concept of this country as a collective, unified whole is wide open to interpretation. This juried competition asks artists to respond to current political culture in light of the goals of the country's founders and guiding principles. So I think she left it very open, but also provided a little bit of something to chew on for the artists.
Right. So let's talk about some of the art that stood out. And it sounded like she had quite a bit of work to do, but then narrowed it down to that 50 and then even picked some winners, right?
Exactly, right. It's been wonderful to see the show come together, to have all the work come from all over the country in various shapes and size boxes. But also there are some local artists. This is going to be the first announcement of who the winners are, so that's kind of exciting. I'll start with the honorable mention from Jane Lincoln. She is a local Cape Cod artist. So the piece of paper has punctured holes through it, and they're hammered by a 10-inch spike through the black paper. And through these holes, there's silver, burgundy, and blue that comes from beneath these holes. and you can they're supposed to represent the deaths of boys, girls, and teachers. And so it's a very powerful image. It's and it's from her series called Enough, and it focuses on the epidemic of mass shootings in the United States. And the juror's choice was Devon on White, and it's a portrait of a black woman, and it's very close up, and the artist wanted to use historical imagery associated with the black body, and she says it's been grossly stereotyped, primarily focused on poverty, crime, sex, or obsession, omitting other narratives that allow for balanced representation. And for this series, she chose to create portraits without any color, so the backgrounds are completely white, and they're very close up in an effort to help remove some of these stereotypes. And then we have the third winner, and that is Eleanor Oakes. That's most fitting to the theme, and it's a voter portrait, and it was made on Election Day, November 8th, 2016. It's a black man sitting down, and it was taken at her designated voting center, and voters were invited to sit for a complimentary large format portrait outside of the polling place after casting their ballots. The resulting images served as a tool for me to engage with my local community beyond political rhetoric and demonstrate a diverse group of American citizens proud to exercise their democratic right.
And that's you reading from the artist herself, right, describing her work. So these sound powerful and evocative and emotional. Is that true as kind of across the variety of pieces that you saw submitted and those that ended up in this show?
They are, and they're also very wide-ranging. There were pieces that were patriotic. There's a piece here called Free Speech, and it's Braille.
So clearly different media was used.
Different media, different subjects. There's an American flag by Kelly Burke, and the flag has different countries' smaller flags pasted onto it, so it's a mixed media piece. And she says, all lives matter, to expose the hypocrisy of xenophobia, bigotry, and anti-immigrant rhetoric.
So let's talk a moment about how some of the pieces that have ended up in the exhibition that opens today were chosen. The jurist was Laura Delamonica. She has a deep background in art. She has written widely about art. What was some of the criteria she used to make the selections?
Well, it's actually done pretty sophisticated methods these days, using mostly digital imagery, and she has the ability to view all the works online. And I asked her if she would give us that statement that I read to give us some guidance. So I think really it's her point of view and her selection, and there's no outside influence. So I think that's really important, and I think that's a great benefit of having these national juried exhibitions, to be able to get these different points of view for individual exhibitions and let the public decide and interpret on their own.
With something like this, or an art space like the Cape Cod Museum of Art, where exhibitions are curated, do you have an obligation to give equal time to differing viewpoints? I imagine, you know, as you've indicated, you're going to see a wide range of feeling and an interpretation to the preamble of the Constitution in this case.
Yes, I think it's important to diversify and show different points of view. I mean, currently at the museum, we have a Zion Museum exhibition, which embraces cultural diversity, and that's up for one more week. And then associated with this exhibition, we have various programming. We'll have Art of Television, Public Access TV as a Means of Free Expression, and that'll be on April 4th. Speakers from the Cape Cod Community Media Center will lead a presentation and panel-style question and answer about the subject. And then on April 11th, we have Growing Up a Kennedy, and it's a video presentation with the president of the JFK Museum, John Allen. And on April 22nd to the 26th, we have a team of Buddhist monks who will be coming in to create a colorful sand mandala as part of a fundraiser for the Help Tibetan Nuns group. And they are helping to raise money for refugees that have been forced to leave Tibet and go to India and also to Nepal. And as I mentioned earlier, I believe that we the people has taken on a larger meaning, and that refugees and subjects that are, you know, the threat of war, climate change, mass extinctions, pollution, these are topics that are worldwide and they go beyond borders. And so by inviting these Tibetan Buddhist monks to create this mandala, and then the eventual disillusion where they will destroy the mandala, I believe it helps show that these issues that we face are also problems that are confronting other nations.
So a uniquely American document that now kind of has a global feel to it, especially it sounds like with the programming that's been inspired by the exhibition that's going on display. What kind of response do you expect from the public?
Yeah, it's always a curiosity to stand kind of in the shadows and watch how people interact. I think it's going to be a wonderful educational tool for school children, but also for anyone. And as I mentioned, it really is a window into the way that the whole country is thinking on this subject, and the diversity of viewpoints is really astounding. And I think that is reflected in our community as well. It seems like everyone has their own way of interpreting what the climate is today, and you'll see that in this exhibition. So I imagine there will be a lot of conversation and a lot of deep thinking after people visit this exhibition.
We the People is on exhibit today through June 9th at the Cape Cod Museum of Art, and there'll be an opening reception on April 12th. We'll put links with more information as well as a slideshow of some of the work on display on our website, capeandislands.org. Benton Jones of the Cape Cod Museum of Art, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.